I first heard about World Orphans several years back at a Blue Tree concert at a local church in Kalkaska, Michigan. And then every year at the Big Ticket Festival, one of the things that I look forward to the most is the World Orphans exhibit that they put on there, where you can actually go inside a bus and you can see a glimpse, a tiny glimpse, of some of the situations that they address around the globe. I have with me today Becky Hoffman, the local mobilization director of World Orphans. Becky, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're so excited about the changes, that the growth and the change that's coming to World Orphans. Can you tell us a little bit about what World Orphans is and what they do around the world?
Sure. Well, we're very excited about it too, and we're excited to have the opportunity to share with you today. The heart behind World Orphans is to empower the church to care for orphans.
Yes.
We believe so strongly that the church is the hope of the world.
Yes.
So rather than operating in isolation from them, our goal is to equip them to care for orphans both within the United States and around the world in whatever ways they can.
Amen. Amen. And Becky, the thing that I've been seeing online every day almost lately, it's real exciting, is churches in America partnering with churches around the world to enable them. You know, it's sort of like the old adage, if you give a guy a fish, he'll eat for a meal, but if you teach him how to fish, he'll be set for life. Could you talk about your church-to-church program a little bit?
Yes, I would love to. So church partnership is the bread and butter of what we do. So what we do is we will take one U.S. church and we will partner them with one international church, and World Orphans will serve as the facilitator of that relationship.
Great.
And our goal is that that is a relationship, not just a sharing of resources.
Right.
So the U.S. church will provide finances, send teams to visit, send updates about how their church is doing, while the international church is actually in their community caring for the children. And it's just a beautiful way, because the U.S. church can just help support what that international church already has a heart to do, but lacks the resources to do.
Yes, and like you say, the key is an ongoing relationship. I mean, even if World Orphans were to be out of the picture, now these two churches across the world from one another have a relationship that can be sustained. And
yes,
local church. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, and they can learn from one another, because oftentimes the U.S. church has the savior mentality of going over to fix problems, but they come back and they learn so much from their international brothers and sisters as well.
I agree with that. You know, since I've had the opportunity to talk to even several European church leaders, my perspectives have been enhanced, and African church leaders, and all around the globe. I mean, we could go a long time into that conversation. But let me ask you, tell our people what the difference is between being a monthly partner with World Orphans and being heading up a local campaign in their area to raise funds for World Orphans.
Okay, well, that's a great question. I appreciate it. So we have tons of ways for people to get involved with World Orphans, even if their whole church can't partner right now. So being a monthly partner with World Orphans is where you are able to give financially every month, whether that's $10, whether that's $25, whether that's $50. You are pouring just a little bit every month into the ministry. And those funds are always directed toward any of our international churches who don't currently have U.S. churches funding them.
Great.
So your money will go to help sustain the programs that are already going on. And then when new programs are started in international churches, your money will help launch those churches to get started.
That's great. That's great.
The difference, it's very cool. Your money is always activating other churches and empowering them to continue serving kids, so it's very cool. Now, the difference between that and a local campaign is a local campaign gives you the opportunity to raise funds, but also to advocate and raise awareness about the orphan crisis so that your community will also get more involved.
Yes.
So you have the opportunity to use your gifts, your talents, your interests to plan an event or an ongoing campaign that allows you to speak out about the fact that there's orphans around the world and to invite people to give to the Ministry of World Orphans to help provide care for them.
That's great, Becky. And, you know, on your website, one of the statements, I'm going to read here. I actually took part of this and quoted you on our Connect blog. The most recent estimate shows that there are approximately 150 million orphans in this world. And that's from UNICEF in 2014. So that's not an old figure. This number, an orphan is defined as a child who has lost one or both parents. And the number of children under the age of 18 who have been coerced or induced to take up arms as child soldiers is generally thought to be in the range of 30,000. Over 50 countries currently recruit children under the age of 18 into their armed forces. Now, World Orphans is addressing this situation, aren't they?
Yes. We work in 12 different countries, and there's a variety of different issues in many of those countries, and we're always striving to work with the bottom tier of poverty, you know, the people that even get left out by other programs.
Right.
And part of our work right now is in Iraq with refugees of ISIS. So there's a very real threat for these children and these families to not only be driven out of their homes by ISIS, but to possibly be abducted, to be brought into prostitution or slavery or child soldiering with ISIS. So we're trying to provide a refuge and a safe haven for these families that have had to flee their homes so that those kind of atrocities won't happen to them.
That's so awesome. And, you know, that's exactly what Jesus would do. I mean, so many times I think we spend a lot of time thinking about and praying about and asking the question, what would Jesus do? But we can just go by if we just get up and do something, you know. Another thing that struck my eye on the website was more than 17 million children in the world today have lost one or both parents to AIDS. And this is another situation in sub-Saharan Africa and other places that World Orphans is actively involved. Correct?
Yes, that is correct. It's just mind-blowing to me. I recently heard from Aaron Boyd of the band Blue Tree, who just got back from South Africa.
Yes.
And he has fresh stories about many, many children over there who either have been infected by AIDS from their parents or from men who had AIDS who thought that abusing a child would help prevent them from being sick. And so they've then infected other children, and it's just a tragedy. But our partners in South Africa are actively caring for these children who are usually outcast from society. And I know my dear friends in India have also added to their ministry an HIV/AIDS home at their church as well. So there are many outreaches going on with our international church partners to that community.
One thing that you said earlier that really I wrote it down because that's how powerful it was in my spirit was that your money is always active. And when people invest, first of all, when you invest in the life of a child, you can't go wrong. And secondly, mm-hmm. when that outreach is based on the Word of God, that's even more appropriate for us as Christians. So the money always active, the gifts that come in are used to do exactly what, Becky?
Well, it's a variety of different things, depending on what's going on. But we just had our annual report come out, and so that's always available on the website. And our statistic right now is that over 88% of our funds go directly to ministry. So whether that's funding from a U.S. church going directly to an international partner to provide food baskets, medical care, education, trauma counseling for the kids in their programs, or whether that's your rescue partner money, your monthly partner money going directly to whatever project is in most need. Your money is always actively going into providing the food, the clothing, the medical care, all of those needs for those children so that they can not only survive but thrive.
That's excellent.
We keep a very low overhead with everything. Most of our staff is completely support-raised. We're decentralized around the United States and the world, so our office is tiny and only has about 3 people working in it every day. We want to use all the funds wisely to go directly to caring for the kids.
Now, the staff, it used to be anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys, you raise the support for your salaries, don't you?
Yes, that is correct. Only a very few people on our staff have a salary position that's not support raise. Okay. So I'm completely support raise, and the majority of our staff is as well.
And that enables, that's very important, ladies and gentlemen, because that enables these guys, you can tell by listening to Becky here this morning that she knows what she's talking about, and she can address the things that, you know, maybe we aren't in the know, but these guys, I mean, they're very worthy of the support as well. So if somebody wanted to support a staff member, is that done through the World Orphans website as well?
Yes, actually it is. Thank you for asking that. So if you go on our World Orphans website, and I believe we just launched our new website, which is very exciting. So I believe if you click on About Us and scroll down, there's a section where it has our team, and you can see each department, and within each department you can read a little bio of each staff member, and then click a link if you'd like to support them.
That's great. Now, see, I learned something that I didn't know, because I did not know that that's... I knew you raised your support. I didn't know how to give into that. So that's a blessing for me this morning as well. Becky, can you share with our people how they can get a hold of World Orphans and the various places around social media where you guys are located?
Sure. So we do have our website, and that's www.worldorphans.org. Like I said, it's brand new. It's very streamlined. I think you'll love it. We also are on Facebook, just World Orphans. We're on Twitter and Instagram. Both of those are at World Orphans. You can see us there. The phone number is 1-888-ORPHANS. But if you want a personal connection, because we love to connect with you individually and personally, my email is Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, at worldorphans.org. And I'd be happy to answer anyone's questions or help them get involved if they'd like to.
That's really great. Becky, if I were to ask you right now, as we're getting ready to close this part of the program out today, the one thing that's just really on your heart to share about World Orphans, about children, about whatever, what would that be today, Becky?
Wow, that's a great question. I would have to say the thing that draws me most to the ministry that World Orphans is doing is that we are equipping these international churches, and we're caring for children within families. We're not setting up orphanages. We're really trying to preserve and strengthen families, because God designed us to be raised in families. And so when we watch the church go out into the community and strengthen these families, that's where we really see this transformation of the gospel. Not only that needs are met, but people are coming to know the Lord, and international churches are being strengthened, and the body of Christ is being strengthened. And that just, it never gets old to me.
That's right. And, you know, it's kind of a confirmation for some things I've been praying about in our own ministry here, and things about sharing with people everywhere, is that, you know, God started out with the family. God moves mm-hmm. from family into local church. And we're seeing a pattern here is that you don't thrive well on your own. And
exactly.
The interconnectedness is all through God's plan for man. There is an individual experience, of course, and there's an individual decision that needs to be made just if you want to support a group like World Orphans. But it goes so much deeper than that. It goes into community. And I love that about you guys. I really do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we're grateful for your ministry and for you taking the time to use your platform to share about the orphan crisis and about what World Orphans is doing. We really appreciate that.
And if I'm not mistaken, too, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to take the time while I have Becky on the phone to say this, and my audience will understand this, maybe Becky, that and it'll dawn on you in a minute, but you are yet another Liberty University grad changing the world, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I did attend Liberty for 4 years, and I'm a proud alumnus from there.
Well, God bless you, Becky. I really appreciate you taking your time with us here today, and I'm going to get with you off the air in just a moment, and we'll be right back.